Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is our 8 o'clock hour right now here at the Borgata Hotel Casino in Sparta, Atlantic City. It's time for the Metropolitan Restaurant to open up, people.
Yes.
It's time for breakfast. There's a big line here.
Yeah,
the only time line. We get people in front of our table is when they're waiting to go in for breakfast.
Yes.
That's a great restaurant right there. I'm going to assume, yes, he is on our access line right now. Ladies and gentlemen, leading off our hour is a man, I believe, who will be right here where we're sitting tomorrow morning.
He loves it here.
He works the Borgata as well, Mr. Howard Eskin. Howard, how are you today?
I've never had a bad day in my life. I'm going to eliminate the next few minutes, that's all.
All right, Howard, that's a good way to look at it. Howard's looking at it in a positive manner. Howard, you, knowing you, you go to just about every news comment. Were you there for the Daryl Morey thing in the middle of the night?
No, there was no way I was going to stay for a guy that was going to say nothing.
Yeah.
And then he said he couldn't talk about the trades.
So. All right, help me with this, because you've done probably more news
coverage. I was there earlier, but I didn't stay for it.
No. You've probably done more news conferences than anybody in the history of Philadelphia sports. What is going on with the NBA that you have these announcements that there are trades and stuff, and then the guy who made them can't talk about them? Does that make any sense to you?
Well, the NBA a lot of times doesn't make sense. The professional sports sometimes don't make any sense. As long as they make money, that's all they care about. The draft is on TV. They make money. It's the most boring thing to watch. You're waiting every 5 minutes for them to announce a name. It is brutal. So, I don't understand. How can you understand that? But the fact that, you know, they don't nobody speaks until it's all over, at least in football. A lot of times it doesn't last that late, so you don't have to wait that long. Or they'll come down and they'll send somebody down to speak about what has transpired, just because people just want to hear some of the reasons why.
So, right. Let me just illustrate this. So, Daryl Morey, it's like 1:30 in the morning. Daryl Morey has made this trade. He has received a guy. I guess he's going to help the team. No major move, but something. Listen to what he says at the news conference.
Dave Schaller's put me on with the media when I can't talk about anything, so this is great.
What's the point? The guy waited till the middle of the night for nothing. You were right, Howard. You were right.
He says nothing most of the time anyway.
Right.
So he doesn't really there's really nothing of any substance that he'll say at a news conference. And he probably speaks less than any general manager in the city.
Yeah, I agree with that. So I'm going to have you speak for him. All right. There's one question, Howard, that he is going to eventually answer. All the people he's been looking at in the offseason have been people he used to employ in Houston. And the guy he ended up taking, Rhea, give me the name again.
D'Anthony Melton.
D'Anthony Melton, all right? He drafted him in 2018. Why is he only comfortable bringing people here that were part of a Houston team that won nothing? Can you help me with that?
Because he's a fraud. And he really is a fraud. He's done nothing of any real success in the NBA. Nothing. He's made his two biggest trades are James Harden, and neither one of them worked. I mean, think about what he's done. What has he done to improve the Sixers? What has he ever done? What has he done? He's a con man because he got the ownership, and I know you guys think it's $10 million. I was told he's getting $12 million. Whatever it is, it's too much.
Wow.
You know, he ought to be taken out in handcuffs for stealing money. I mean, it's really a joke. It's like, how do you con somebody when you really have not had success? And then his only comfort level, because he doesn't know any, I don't think he knows basketball. I think he knows how to read statistics and read analytics, and he's really big in all that stuff, and that's fine. But tell me, can somebody please help me? What has he done to make the Sixers better? Remember, no. Brett Brown, at his last year's won 52 and 51 games. What have they done to get better?
Valid question.
I don't get it.
Valid question. Let me. Anything you want to say to Danny Green on the way out, Howard?
Don't let the door hit you in the ass. it's just Danny Green. Here's another thing about the NBA. This is beautiful. Danny Green's probably not going to be able to play most of the year.
No.
Everybody knows it because of his ACL injury he had at the end of the season.
Right.
So you're trading for a player. You take their money. You just get rid of them. I don't even understand.
It's accounting. That's why it was included. That's all. It's an accounting issue.
Exactly right. Yeah. So you take him, you're trading the 23rd pick for a guy that you drafted before because you don't know anybody else. By the way, there's more to add. There's somebody in, and I forget the guy's name, in the front office that Daryl Morey also brought from Houston.
Another
so
guy?
We're going to make the Sixers, the Houston Rockets, who've never won anything, unless you want to go back to Hakeem Olajuwon or Moses Malone.
All right,
they've never won anything.
I got to get to some. See, this is where the area that we agree on is probably going to end. Uh-huh. All right? Because now I want to talk Eagles. Because I am extremely irritated that the Eagles basically called off their off-season program with five OTAs to go and an entire mini camp. Do you think that's smart?
I don't think that's a good idea. I agree with you.
Thank you.
Wow. Mark this date down. What's it, June 24th?
It doesn't happen often with the Eagles. Tell me why, Howard.
Well, because practice can only help. When you talk to Dick Vermeil, and I spoke to him, he was at a practice one day, and then I talked to him on the air afterwards. He obviously is old school, and everybody's, they're old school. No, practice can only help. And because they don't really do a lot of physical things, you're not going to get hurt. And, Angelo, you're going to love this. I'm going to give you something, a little food for fodder, all right? You're in love with Fletcher Cox, right?
No,
I hate Fletcher
I'm
Cox.
Being sarcastic.
Yeah, I can't stand Fletcher Cox.
Okay. Right. Well, put this in your bag. Fletcher Cox hardly attended any of those practices.
Wow, none. Even the ones they did go to.
Well, the one that they had, the last one, because the media was in there, he showed up.
Wow.
He didn't think it was important for him to come to those practices. Yet, he'll tell you that, you know, I'm going to help and mentor these young guys.
Oh, please, no.
$14 million. Howard, he's getting $14 million this year. He couldn't even go to these things?
I know. I don't know. And you can't do anything because they're voluntary. So with all that, he gives them a break. He cuts down the mandatory. Cuts it down. You know, I think Nick Sirianni did a good job. Obviously, he's got to take, just like the quarterback, another step. But I think less is not better. And there's nothing he can say. There's nothing he can say to any of the players. You know, he attended less than any of the other ones. So there,
wow.
I'll give you
this is good stuff. Howard, now I'm going to have one. I try to be fair here. You know me. I'm real careful about that.
Yeah, I know you are.
And I may have made a comment yesterday with John Tortorella that could have been unfair to you, and I want you to clear this up. I was talking to Tortorella, and I said, John, I know he had these fights with Larry Brooks up in New York. He tends to get combative with the media. And I said, I think it's going to be interesting when you face the questions of Howard Eskin. Now, I meant this as a testimonial to you. You asked by far the toughest question. Do you sense there could be some give and take with you and Tortorella?
If he's the same as he was before.
Yep.
I already have an issue with his opening Zoom news conference.
Oh.
What the issue? I have two issues with what he said, and it was complete nonsense. When he said he looked at Chuck Fletcher and said he saw the emblem, that's where I want to coach. You know, that's such BS. You know, was $16 million over 4 years? Did that have anything to do with that? Come on now, give me a break. And then this is beautiful. He tells this story, and I told Chuck Fletcher, when I was coaching Tampa, they were on their way to winning the Stanley Cup 2 decades ago. He was a champion. When I was on my way, and I coached against the Flyers in the conference final, I told my wife, I want to coach that team someday. Are you kidding me? You're on your way to winning the Stanley Cup, and you're talking about coaching another team with your wife? That's such nonsense. You know, he overdid it, but I will give him this. He has tempered it. He has calmed it down a little bit, and he's more believable since then when he's spoken. He did a podcast for the Flyers. He was on with you. He really has kind of gotten back into the real world of no BS. You know, there's some in there, but it's not obvious. So to answer your question, I'm just going to ask the question. The only thing that I do,
right.
You know, a lot of times I'm not the first question. I wait and say, is anybody going to ask this question? It's like staring you in the face. And when they don't ask it, then that's when I ask it. And if that creates a problem, that creates a problem. I'm not there to have a guy go off. Mm-hmm. But what happens normally, I mean, let's go back to Joe Girardi. I asked him about not pitching guys 3 days low, if it's the brilliance of analytics. And he says, I'm not going to pitch a guy 3 days in a low just because Howard says so or anybody else. That night, he pitched Familia his third straight day.
Yep.
After that game, he didn't have a job.
Yep.
All right. So that's number one. And then you get Glenn Rivers, who, you know, it's an obvious question. Do you have any concern about how much concern do you have about job security? I've done a terrific job. And if you don't think so, Howard, then write it. Okay. I mean, isn't that an obvious question? So all I'm going to do when I do it, if there's an obvious question, and we know the Flyers are not a good team. I mean, let's be honest. They're not a good team, and they got a lot of work ahead of them. And they need players. They need to get in today's game. They just need to do a lot of things. And if he's going to BS people afterwards, then I'm going to ask the question. But I'm not going there just to intimidate this guy because, you know, he's going to do a job and I'm going to do a job. And if we both understand that, then everything's cool.
Howard will be right here at the Borgata tomorrow morning, 8 to 10. Howard, tremendous stuff. Thank you. You're a Philadelphia treasure, Howard. A treasure.
Angelo, thank you.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
Jonesy, it's nice that I didn't hear from you while I was on.
You're a hero to me, Howard.
See you later. Howard Eskin and Al. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, there's going to be some fun ahead with him and Tortorella.
It's going to be
He's
great.
Already setting the scene, telling you what Tortorella said that was bull.
It's Howard's job.
Oh, that's terrific. I can't wait. Lino is up next. Let's see if he agrees on Tortorella. Hi, Lino.
What's up, Ange? Morning, team. I can't believe I'm following the king, but I had a quick question or opinion from your two Hall of Fame hockey gurus.
And there's only one.
Yeah, Jonesy's not in, and we don't think he's going to get in.
He'll get in.
No plan to get in.
We don't think he's getting in. But go ahead. Yes, ask your question.
Isn't he in the College Hall of Fame or something?
No Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Oh, Western Michigan. Yes.
You're in the Western Michigan Hall of Fame.
I don't like the brag.
I just ask, how do you think the players are going to play for him on the defensive side of the puck, given that Torella's biggest defensive scheme is blocking shots with the body, and a lot of players, you know, hate doing that, especially the skilled European.
They better not hate it.
Yeah, he requires it, right, Al?
The answer is they're going to play a lot better defensively, and Carter Hart is going to have a much more enjoyable job than he's had in the past. But remember Bobrovsky here when he was with the Flyers. He was not a very good goaltender. He went to Columbus. He won 2 Vezina trophies.
Wow.
And Tortorella was the coach of that team. When he left to go to Florida, Bobrovsky's had all kinds of problems, although he's been making $10 million a year in net. And I think Tortorella deserves a lot of credit for what happened in goal in Columbus, and I think that's where the Flyers are going to benefit the most.
I'm excited. Lino, give me a winner, a weasel.
I got a weasel for you. I'm not sure if he's been named yet. But Roger Goodell this week is the biggest weasel, I think.
Not named yet, Al Goodell.
In front of Congress about
or the peacock. Al Goodell or my peacock.
I was thinking.
No, it's the peacock.
It's still Goodell, the peacock.
I mean, I don't really. Well, they
I love the peacock.
They chased him around the.
Right.
I mean, he can't answer the questions. He's not the owners.
All right, boys. Howard did bring up a couple of things that require response from my hockey people.
Yeah.
He said that there are a couple of times where Tortorella was slinging it in his first news conference.
Yeah, of course.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
He was just trying to paint a picture that he's a good fit.
He's on
here.
A Zoom, and he's going to make sure that he oversold a few things. That's
okay.
Yeah.
But he didn't oversell the fact that he wanted this job.
Right.
I mean, there's
there's
a lot of jobs open right
now. He really wanted it.
Oh, no. He didn't oversell. Might have oversold the thing about being in Tampa, whatever. Yep. But
I will tell you that, though. The one thing, back in 2004 when the Flyers were on that run, that building.
Oh,
was rocking.
Insane.
It was absolutely bonkers. So
I miss it.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah,
that
I'd
he
love
went,
to see that
would not
come
surprise
back.
Me that he went back and told his wife that he'd like to coach there someday because of the environment.
Probably said these
provided.
People are lunatics because back then Tampa was not what it is now, right?
Exactly.
He came across as extremely honest to me talking yesterday.
Yeah.
That's all I could say. 215, that's why I named him my winner of the week. 215-592-9494. When we come back, let's take a slightly deeper look at the dumb rule that forces NBA teams to not tell you what the world knows they just did. Why did they do this? That's next. Your phone calls are coming up. We got at the top of the hour. We're going to be talking to our basketball guy, Kyle Newbeck.
Kyle.
Jay Black's on the passing of Tony Siragusa.
Oh. Kyle's at 9.
592. Yeah, I promote
things. Oh, yeah, it's 9. I'm sorry.
I said it. I know.
I lost track of time.
WIP Sports Time, 816.
Finding a new vehicle should be an exciting experience, but right now it may be tough due to low inventory levels and some dealers charging over MSRP for their vehicles. At Lexus of Cherry Hill, you can always count on my friends to get you the car you want. They've got over 200 new cars available with over $2 million in pre-owned inventory. Lexus of Cherry Hill is a four-time consecutive J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence winner for the customer sales experience. What it means is Ed Sunday, his terrific team, will guide you through the process, and they'll make it the smoothest buying or leasing experience. Lexus of Cherry Hill, over 200 new vehicles to fall in love with. So go reserve your car now. More are on their way. Visit them online at LexusofCherryHill.com on Route 73 in Mount Laurel. Lexus of Cherry Hill, where the finest automobiles reside. Brought to you by Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa. Padres pitcher Joe Musgrove was off to an 8-0 start. You can now make that 8-1. Phillies pinning 6 runs on him in a 6-2 victory over the Padres. 5 of those runs coming in the 6th. That would be a 2-run shot by Kyle Schwarber and a 3-run home run by JT Realmuto. Well, the Sixers did indeed make a draft day trade. It just wasn't the one thought you were getting. They sent the 23rd pick and Danny Green to Memphis for guard D'Anthony Melton, averaged almost 11 points last season for the Grizzlies. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by Window Nation. Mostly sunny, a high of 85. It's currently 66. Windows from Window Nation are one of the best things you could do to increase your home value. 2 free windows for every 2 you buy. Pay nothing for 2 years. WindowNation.com. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:23 is your time live at Borgata. Dave Breitbart, our engineer here, checked out our setup for next Wednesday out at Ocean Drive in Sea Isle.
Wow.
Phenomenal. It's going to be what a cool thing to do. Let's say you're on your vacation next week. A lot of people are on vacation. Come down to Sea Isle. 8 to 10. We'll be there 6 to 10, but we're kind of not that exciting. But at 8 o'clock, Jason Kelce's showing up.
Hell yeah!
And he's hanging with us for 2 hours.
You guys are lucky.
And we are thrilled to have him. And I'm not going to lie to y'all. He doesn't like a lot of lavish attention.
Praise. Yeah.
Praise. But we're going to honor him in our way.
Oh.
Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't think there's been a player in all the years I've done this show that I've admired more or that is more connected with this city than Jason Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a man. And now, he gave us the ultimate prize. He gave us our Super Bowl championship.
And a greatest speech ever.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, right now, Rhea just said greatest speech ever. I got something for you next Wednesday that I'm working on with Cindy Webster right now.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be one of the coolest things you ever saw about that parade and that speech.
Nice.
We're working on it now, Al. And it's going to be off the charts. You're going to want to be there next Wednesday when we broadcast from Ocean Drive. Will you be there too, Jonesy?
I will not, but that's a great tease.
Well, maybe you should come. Just saying. All right, anyway, I got to get this. I don't understand stuff, and I need people to help me with it. So I am running a billion-dollar league.
Yes, you are.
And I have a man, Adrian Wojnarowski, who reveals all my secrets before they become official.
He's amazing.
He did it again last night, ladies and gentlemen, when the Sixers made a big move.
Philadelphia has traded the 23rd pick to the Memphis Grizzlies for De'Anthony Melton, a guard, and Memphis is going to draft David Roddy from Colorado State. So, as expected, Daryl Morey moved out that number 23 overall pick to bring in a rotation guard in De'Anthony Melton.
All right, and he added to that Danny Green, the fan analyst. All
yeah. Right. When do you think that trade was actually made?
Sometime yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the thing. So Daryl Morey is talking directly to Adrian Wojnarowski. There's no question he's getting it right for Morey.
Correct.
Or one of Morey's assistants,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Why is it okay for Adrian to say it but not Morey? What sense does that make?
Yeah, it's a weird thing, right? Because obviously he's giving it to the guy that's on television that night. So he's leaking it to the right person.
No, it's fine. I don't care who leaks it.
It's just a way they can go around the rules and still try to make the draft interesting on television.
I don't think it was Woj first either.
No, who was first?
Well, I mean, now with Twitter. I mean, this stuff was coming out everywhere.
All right, well, whatever.
Because you know who just
leaking it?
When it was Lombardi just told us, and I didn't understand this, that it's the collective bargaining agreement,
which is a dumb collective bargaining agreement.
How does
served
that?
Well,
because the league's official year hasn't started yet. That's why.
But hold on. But you're Daryl Morey now.
Yeah, really.
And now it's the middle of the night. It's 1 something in the morning.
Yeah.
And now you got to roll out and try to answer questions that the CBA won't allow you to answer.
It's crazy.
So this is what it sounds like when you get up there.
Yeah, we think we got better tonight. I just want to start by thanking Danny Green. I really wanted to get him the fourth ring. We haven't seen the last of Danny, and he's been a warrior for us. And I'm not allowed to talk about that. I just thought I realized.
he just reveals he can't even say what happened to Danny Green.
He might get fined.
He might get fined for that. Oh, he could get fined for that.
He's got the money.
And you gotta understand, he's still trying. He understands that the fans want some information.
Oh, he got it.
Here.
He thought it was ridiculous.
He can't do anything about it. Here's more of this. Listen to that.
We're trying to win now. We're looking for players who can contribute, and you know, we were the number one defense 2 years ago. We were good last year. We want to make sure we improve that. So if we could get a perimeter defender, maybe for draft pick, we'd feel very good about that. I think someone like that is something that could really contribute and be a two-way player. Someone like that would be a really nice addition.
That's De'Anthony Melton. We already know who the player is. Why do you have to come across not your fault as a smacked ass? Now, why does he have to sound like a dumbbell when everybody knows who it is? He told Woj himself that 3 hours ago.
Yeah, because that's the rules.
Stupid.
They made stupid rules, yeah. And there should be a common sense fix.
Now, listen to this, because we got him coming up at 9 o'clock, Al. So Kyle Newbeck's there from Philly Voice. He wants more information. Kyle Newbeck is trying to run an end around. Let's see how he does.
Now, they're a deep team. Play hard, defend well, good in transition.
Would you say a player from a program like that, where they have a pretty good recent draft and development history?
I'm just going to remind everyone, guys, I know what we're trying to get at here. We can't talk about the trade until the trade is official. Yeah. So.
That's the PR guy jumping in. They're talking about the Grizzlies
yeah.
and how they develop their players. And the PR guy's got to say, we can't do it. I mean, what are we doing here?
It's ridiculous.
Is this Stupid. Not the information highway age?
Well,
and you did all these moves and you can't acknowledge them?
It's a made-for-TV event now.
Yes.
So adjust your rules.
Thank yes. you.
Like, just make it fit. It's
and why would
stupidity.
It say, how does that help a player? It's a CBA. That means the players wanted this secrecy. How does it help them?
I don't know.
It just
know.
Came
it
out anyway.
Not,
and
nothing.
By the way, D'Anthony Milton, I believe, also went onto Twitter to say he was
he
excited.
He did? Yes. Well, wait a minute. The rules are supposed to be helping him. Aren't they real? Isn't the CBA on his behalf?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't get it.
It makes no
it's
sense.
It's stupid.
I mean, and it seems like nobody would complain if it was fixed. Who's going to complain?
Nobody's going to complain.
Who would it hurt?
Everybody benefits.
Yes.
No one is hurt.
No.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
Somebody must put a stop to the madness now. Thank you.
We're doing that.
Thank you. We're trying, but it's not going to help. Joe's on the line from Burlington. Hi, Joey. Joe, are you there?
No, sir.
You're not there.
You're not there. Are you all there?
That's a first.
Are you all there?
Where the hell are you if you're not there, Joe?
I am here. I'm sorry.
All right. Go ahead, Joe.
I want to congratulate Al
no worries.
On his Hall of Fame.
That's we need more of that, Joe. People lately have been doing that, and Al's kind of feeling sad about it.
And I met Al in 84
sorry,
at a hockey
sorry.
Game at the Flyers. He was sitting next to the GM
yeah.
of the Devils, and I was introduced to him.
Wow.
Al. You probably don't remember me, but I was known as Joe the Beer Man.
Joe, yeah, he remembers
Joe the
you.
Beer Man. You remember that,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Joe. And, did you know then in 84 that you were talking to a future Hall of Famer?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. But I followed Al because I really liked his writings.
Well, he's a very, very fine hockey writer. Now immortalized.
And I have the winner of the week.
Yes.
Ah. It's a USA coach who saved her swimmer.
Amazing.
That was pretty impressive. Somebody was drowning.
That was amazing.
And there were lifeguards. There were lifeguards there, and the lifeguards didn't jump in.
Did you see the camera shots they had? They had pictures underneath the water.
Yeah.
You could see it. That is unbelievable.
No, but can you explain to me what the lifeguards were doing?
They may have thought it was
part of the routine.
Part of the,
they thought a routine where the synchronized swimmer was drowning?
I think it was artistic swimming.
Artistic.
Yeah. And I'm like, then I read it more, and it was, this is the second time it's happened.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're on the watch for her.
Oh, the same person?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Coach saved her life.
Oh, dear. Good job by them. Wow. Rhea, you've got John Tortorella or a lifesaver.
I have to say that this was the one I had selected yesterday.
Joe.
Yeah.
You won.
Yeah.
Joe, you won winner of the week.
Thank you. Thank
Al Morgetti, tell him what he won.
$25 Acme gift card, $25 Rita's Ice gift card, great for the hot weather. Pair of tickets, see the Phillies against the Cardinals on Saturday, July 2nd at 4:05. Just go to Phillies.com for tickets. Limited edition. This is so cool. It's a green T-shirt. Jason Kelce, WIP T-shirt. Just go down there to CLL next Wednesday. We'll be there. He's going to be a guest bartender down there, too, so it's going to be awesome. A $50 Visa gift card. And that's what you get. And that T-shirt is super,
yeah.
super
and
cool.
And I hear we will be offering offering other ones in the course of the next week or so. It's a great, great item. Tremendous
item. It was
item.
The pictures of that coach, the underwater pictures got me. I mean, she was out cold.
Before you go any further, we want to change our question of the day because most people are not going to miss Danny Green. Ava, where are you right now with that question?
Well, it's brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Will you miss Danny Green? 75% say no.
It actually went down 3%.
That is correct.
Wow.
Those the 25% that will miss him, seek attention. There's something wrong with your brain.
They can listen to
second question, Ava.
Who would you like the Sixers to acquire this offseason? PJ Tucker, Bradley Beal, Kyrie Irving, none of them.
All right, now Kyrie Irving, Al, has a short list of teams he's willing to consider.
Yes.
I wouldn't take him for free.
Hmm.
That guy is like a recurring fungus infection.
He is.
And there's no cream for that.
There's no cream for Kyrie Irving.
Hmm.
No, all right? But I will take Bradley Beal. Rhea Hughes.
I love Bradley Beal.
Al Morgan. Keith Jones.
Bradley Beal.
Ava.
Bradley Beal.
All right, nobody's going, none of them. And apparently PJ has been left out as well.
Yes.
Thank you very much for that. All right, next up is our good friend Kenny for Dirty 30. Hi, Kenny!
I must protest your winner of the week, and I may be on an island myself.
What's the matter?
But Tortorella will always have that New York Rangers stink on him, and I can't get past it. And then he ruined one of my most favorite sports days I've ever had. When Keith Primo scored that wraparound goal in game 6 to force overtime and we won, and then I walked across the street to McFadden's in a packed bar and I had these beautiful women hugging me as Smarty Jones won the Preakness. He was the coach that ruined that entire experience for me. And I'm going to have a tough time getting past that.
What did he do? I'm trying
he
to
won understand. Game 7.
He won the game 7. It ruined the hugging and all that stuff you encountered?
Yes. All that memory got tainted by the fact that he coached that. The fact that Tampa Bay is a hockey town will always bother me. That's a whole other issue for another day.
All right, but Kenny, you have to acknowledge that this will become more a hockey town now that we have an excited coach. No?
No. The Flyers are run by some accountant in the 14th floor of the Comcast building, who doesn't give a rat's you know what about hockey. And we have a GM who has and a team philosophy that is horrible at drafting and developing players. And until that changes, we are stuck in this. And I don't care what the coach is. You could bring in Scotty Bowman as an assistant coach. And we could bring back Bernie Parent in his prime as the goalie. We still got problems there that they got to fix.
Stick to football, Kenny.
Wow. Keith Jones, Al, would you like to return fire with Kenny? You're in the Hall of Fame.
It's not like you're saying you're going to win the Stanley Cup, but right away.
Interest.
Instantly.
Instant.
The team's back
Kenny,
on the map.
I'm interested again. I'm getting emails from Flyers fans again. It is like the entire fan base has been resuscitated. Why do you have to be the guy to ruin it for us?
Well, for the record, I just paid for my season ticket, so it's not like
yeah,
I'm
about
there
time.
You go. And he will be there for all the action. Kenny,
give me
the
one.
Best, man. Thank you very much. All right, listen, when we come back, this is my – when I do research for Weasel, Jonesy,
yes.
I look everywhere to try to find
of
the
course,
best one.
Of course.
Would you believe that a Major League umpire behind home plate this week
– yeah.
Missed 29
I saw
ball
this.
Strike
calls
in one game.
Yes.
And this story is mind-boggling.
It was in the Blue Jays game, right?
Yes,
and then the hitting coach got kicked out.
I will
out
explain
before
yeah.
the
all
game.
Of the yeah. – this is called the tease,
I gotcha,
Josie.
Yeah.
I will come back and explain the detail.
I gotcha.
He was
it's
just
a big
telling
moment.
Me.
It's a big
I've been
moment.
Trying to train Marcus Hayes how to do this, and now you're ruining
I
it. 215.
I knew the moment.
Wow. 94-94. I will come back and give you the story next, whatever's left of it. WIP Sports Time, 8:37.
As a listener of The Morning Show, you've heard me talk about the great care I have always received from the physical therapists at NovaCare Rehabilitation over the years. Different injuries, different aches and pains. They've taken great, great care of my parents recently, both who had some hip surgery, and they're doing fantastic. What they do is with their expertise, compassion, and encouragement, they spend time listening and understanding all of your goals because physical therapy is more than doing specific exercises. It's ongoing clinical training, communication, and partnership. I know I've got a physical therapy partner for life, and you should too. Physical therapy, it is just as powerful when you're healthy as it is when you need to heal. To learn more or request an appointment at any of NovaCare's more than 100 locations, go to NovaCare.com today. NovaCare Rehabilitation. Experience the power of physical therapy.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, it is 8:41 right here, ladies and gentlemen. And I, again, I believe this is the sixth time this baseball season I has made this appeal, but I will continue to do it until they listen to me. I hereby appeal yet again to the powers that be at Major League Baseball to please use technology to call balls and strikes, because some of the people you employ in that role are horrible at it. The latest example is the biggest example. The man's name is Doug Eddings.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Eddings, in a single game, don't take my word for it, because what do I know? I'm a sports talk show host. Go on, just do Doug Eddings, 29 ball strike. What you will see is every pitch he missed in a game this week, Toronto and Chicago,
yep.
The White Sox, all right? So he misses 29 pitches. Six of the pitches were strikeouts that either shouldn't have been strikeouts or were not strikeouts that should have been. This guy missed everything. You could have put a one-eyed donkey behind home plate, and he would have gotten more right than Doug Eddings, right?
Yeah.
So now it's time for the next game, all right? And Charlie Montoya is the manager of the Blue Jays. They were the ones that felt they got screwed.
Yeah, they lost the game, yeah.
Charlie does not go out for the ceremonial exchange of the lineup cards. He sends out the batting coach. Now, when's the last time the batting coach? You ever
awesome.
See Kevin Long
no.
bring out the lineup?
That's awesome.
Guillermo Martinez.
You knew trouble was about to
happen. Went out, and, you know, when Eddings saw the batting coach, he must have gone, I think there might be a problem.
Yeah.
Now, from this point on, since they have not reported exactly what happened, we will use some speculation provided by engineer Dave Breitmeyer. We believe, according to Breitmeyer, has no sourcing on this, we believe that Guillermo Martinez handed the lineup card to Doug Eddings and said, Doug, do you want me to read this for you? Maybe you can't read. Maybe you can't see any of the words on here because you're blind. You missed 29 pitches. At which point, this is what we do know. Before the game ever began, the batting coach got ejected.
What a huge!
And that was planned. They knew it. They didn't want the manager to get thrown out, so they said we're going to
we sacrifice the batting.
That's exactly what happened.
What a huge loss.
We probably won't need one anyway. They won't get them right in this game either.
No, I'm telling you, there's only one way to look at what that guy was doing in that game. He was trying to speed it up, which was ridiculous because it went 12 innings. I mean, he was just
Here's what you got to understand.
Strike.
Rhea. Yeah. Here's what you got to understand. 29 missed calls in one game. Tops anything Laz Diaz has done this year. Tops anything C.B. Buckner has done this year. Name an awful umpire. Yeah. 29 is the new model. Yeah. 29. How do you do that? And how does baseball, which is now trying more and more to incorporate technology, there's going to be a 20-second count next year.
Yeah.
You're going to have to pitch a ball every 20 seconds or it's going to be called a ball. All right? How do they not at some point look at that and go, we have to use the technology. There are too many umpires that don't know how to call a ball and a strike.
It's coming.
It is coming.
Yes, it's coming.
This year, next year,
where are they using it right now? In AAA?
They're using it in a variety of minor leagues, but not all of them.
But it's going to happen.
Al, are you in favor now?
I wasn't.
29 pitches, Al.
I'm leaning more that way. Right. I hate to.
A couple of days ago, the day game, the Phillies day game.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's at the plate for the other guys. I don't remember who they're playing. And there's a check swing that is so obviously not a check swing.
Oh, the Rangers game?
Yeah, the Rangers game. Yeah. This left-handed batter, Haim, I think, was somebody like that. This guy, it's not even close. And they go to the third base umpire, and he says, safe, not a swing. And then they show the replay.
Yeah.
T-Mac never gets irritated out. Oh, T-Mac was irritated. Tom McCarthy is going, well, that's a strike. He should be out. And then they added runs. And then T-Mac kept referencing it. This inning should have been over.
Yeah.
These umpires stink. Do you understand? They're awful. You know why they're there, Jonesy? Because they have a powerful union.
Yes.
Yeah.
And no one can ever get fired. No one can ever be challenged. No one can ever be told how terrible they are. But here's the problem they have now. We have a thing called the internet.
Yeah.
You can see it.
Yeah.
Doug Eddings knows he was awful that night. What is he going to do about it?
Nothing.
What are the Major League going to do about it?
Nothing.
Robo-umps today. I would like to see the games tonight. decided by technology, not humans.
The ump still stands behind the plate. He doesn't
lose
his job.
Sure, they can stand there for ornamental purposes.
Well, you got plays at the plate.
Yeah,
you
still they
got
still
got
have
stuff
to
like
be
that.
Ornamental purposes.
Well, he's standing there. People don't want to get jarred. They're going, where's the damn umpire?
But he still calls strike. The guy just
they
tells him
what
in his
to
ear.
Say.
That's all.
Yeah.
It's
right?
seamless. It's actually the right
no,
way to go.
It is the right way to go because now you see a strike.
Yes.
You know how frustrating it is to watch a game and see a guy throw a perfect pitch?
Yeah.
That would end the bases loaded threat.
Right.
And they call it a ball.
Yeah.
You know how frustrating that is?
Yeah,
and now they got this thing where they show you, they move it around.
It's the best.
It's a
3D. It's a 3D.
Yeah.
I love that.
You see
technology.
The ball nicking the corner.
Yeah, it's the best.
And you're going, if we can see that, why is that blind jackass behind home plate making decisions that are wrong for the game?
Well, I guess.
Sometimes
I mean,
it's a thin margin.
Yeah, oh. I personally don't even know how accurate that stuff is, but
no, it's totally accurate. It's 100% out. It's three dimensional. The ball's going right through the grid.
You're in the Hall of Fame.
No, I can't. I don't know how accurate it is from where the batter's eye is. Maybe the umpire has to be behind the pitcher.
The umpire's a more no. Oh,
no.
God, no.
Stop.
Oh no. No.
Well, that's going to work out well, Al.
Not going to work out.
Well, but that's what that reminds me of seeing the box.
No, I don't, Al. You know what would really be good for baseball? You should get the challenge, 5-ball strike calls.
Well, I mean, then you're stopping the game forever.
No, that's slowing the game down.
Well, yeah.
The game's been a little too quick for me lately.
It's fast.
Last night's game was under 3 hours.
Like 2:38.
Really fast.
No, that cannot continue. We need extra things to do with
baseball.
Well,
of course it was 2:38. We were all asleep.
Of course it was. Right. And you know why it wasn't 2:39 or the next number?
Because one more
would be 2:40. Thank you. Joe is on the line from Belmar. Hi, Joe. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Hold on. I'm coming.
Yeah, Joe, are you in the toilet, Joe? Where are you?
No, I'm in a vacant house, painting a house. I was up on a ladder.
Oh.
Joe, that's cool. So you're very handy around the house?
Yeah, I'm fairly handy. I mean, I have my own painting company, so I'm a lone soldier doing it, but, you know, it pays the bills.
I wish I could help you. I'm allergic to whatever's in paint.
You work.
Yes, work.
Ladders.
I'm allergic to her. Joe, what did you want to say about our baseball team?
I wanted to talk about Schwarber. You guys were talking about why he's batting number one or whatever. And it's basically because we have nobody else.
Yeah,
if you remember, we tried Hoskins because he walks a lot. Schwarber does get on base because he does walk a lot. And because we don't have a true center fielder that should be our leadoff hitter, that's why you got Schwarber up top. Because we've also tried Harper. We've tried a couple of guys.
But wait a minute. That's all well and good. But whoever would be batting first, further down the lineup, maybe after Hoskins, after Harper, if I've got a guy who's got 20 home runs, I'm going to have more than 41 ribbies, right?
No, yeah,
absolutely. So aren't I still – I mean, why do I have to have him bat first so he can hit leadoff homers? Doesn't make sense.
Because you have nobody else to do it, Aaron. It's been a problem for the last couple of years because we've had no center fielder or somebody to do that. So, you know, it's created a, you know, an issue. And if you remember a couple of years ago, Harper was the same way. He had like, I don't remember the exact numbers, but like 50 RBIs and he had like 25 home runs.
Hold on a minute. So Mike Schmidt was a great on-base guy who was also the greatest home run hitter in the history of the team. Are you saying to me that if there was not somebody on that team who was a prototypical leadoff hitter, that they should have put Schmidt there?
No. I'm not saying that at all.
Well, this guy should have more than 41 RBIs.
Yeah, but what he's saying is that I don't know what his runs total is, but I assume because he gets on base, he's going to actually score runs. I don't know.
Al, he's not the fastest runner.
I know, but the fact that he's on base,
Well, next to Reese Hoskins, he's Usain Bolt.
I understand. Joe, I don't believe it. I don't, what you're telling me, I understand what you're saying. I don't believe it. He should have 60 ribbies. Well,
Ask yourself this question, Edge. Who's going to do it?
Who's going to do it? Let's see. I got
Odubel.
They've tried Harper. That's not good. Odubel never walks. I can't put him there. Plus, he's a horse's ass.
I mean, Real Muto is the other choice.
Real Muto.
Right now.
Yes.
Maybe Real Muto. I mean, there's got to be somebody.
That's the problem. I'll tell you, Eventually, if he comes into his own, the kid Stott might be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But
maybe.
They, you know, or Moniak. Moniak was another one that they were thinking could possibly
throw him a curve.
Moniak, yeah. Moniak, they're going to throw him a curve.
He needs work on the curveball machine.
No, he needs work in the minors and maybe in his home.
He's going to be a fourth outfielder.
Yes, he is. Joe.
You're right. I agree. I'm just saying it. Like, you know, we've depleted the minor leagues. We've groomed no one, you know, and we haven't brought anyone in to do that role. And, you know, so that's why they do it.
All right,
you
Joe, give me – I got to have a weasel right now. Who do you have?
Okay, the weasel for me is – and it hasn't gotten much traction, but what Rhys Hoskins did to the kid down in Washington by trolling him with the ball – that he was going to throw it to him and then threw it back into the field.
Al, Rhys Hoskins, weasel.
No.
Do you understand?
It was stupid.
Do I have to do this again? And I don't want to irritate people. It was Father's Day.
Uh-huh.
You were planning your day around a nice Phillies game.
Yep.
They had a winning streak going. And then they go, if you want to see the game, you got to get the Peacock. No, I'm not getting the Peacock. In a sense, Al, what Major League Baseball did to this city.
Maybe a dog needs that
they
network.
They gave them the bird. Yep.
They did.
When you got the Peacock Network, you got the bird. Big Rube is up next. Hi, Big Rube.
Hello.
Big Rube, did you enjoy the draft last night?
Fashion-wise, it was kind of corny, but. It was all right.
I like the one guy who looked like he had Reynolds rap.
Hold on, Rube. I've been waiting for you to call this week. I have learned of a fashion trend that I would like to run by you. All right? Rhea Hughes showed me a photo of this, and it's quite alarming. So people are getting sports apparel, even like a sports jersey, and very carefully cut out of the jersey is a large hole.
They're calling them meteor holes.
They're also holes in, like, the what do you call it?
The brim.
The brim of a hat. A big, not a little hole, a big hole. What do you know about holes?
That's new to me. I got to Google that.
Oh, you got to.
It's called meteor hole jerseys.
Meteor hole jerseys. They're very big now.
$1,000 for a jersey.
I never liked here's the thing. In my closet right now, Rube, I have many frayed short sleeve dress shirts. Are those back in because they're frayed?
Yeah, well, that's always the thing. That's doing all these COVID, especially in SoCal, the beach bum look. So, yeah,
It's the beach bum
the
look.
Yeah.
All right, and all these ragged jeans with all the holes and stuff in them. That's cool still.
Oh yeah, that never goes nowhere.
All right now, Jonesy is wearing a nice crisp pair of jeans now.
It's got the meteor hole in the back.
No holes in them except one right in the rear.
Yeah, it didn't come with that.
Oh, it didn't?
I wore it out.
Okay.
I'm doing SNL with his butt cheeks out back in the day.
Yeah, I got you. Big Rube, what did you want to say about the Sixers?
Oh man, you know, I thought, you know, they would have been more productive and moved up, but, you know, I don't really know nothing about the draft pick that they chose. But, like, the kid that I liked out of the whole draft was that kid Jaden Ivey out of Purdue.
Did he go? Who got him?
Yeah, he went number five to the Pistons.
Yeah, we weren't getting up anywhere near there. We got a role-playing guy. His name is DeAnthony Melton, I believe.
Yes, DeAnthony
Melton. And I don't know, Rube. They didn't do much here. If they're going back with the same group next year, I think they're going to have the same result.
Oh, man. Well, you know, that's called definition of insanity.
All right. Listen to me, Rube. Yeah. Next time you call, I need a report on the media hole fashion trend. Okay?
Yeah, let's talk about that. And then, you know, I just want to give a shout out to my boy, Rasheed Wallace. I'm going to shoot in a street renaming at 18th and Hunting Park. So, you know, come join us out there. You know, a childhood friend that's about to get a name, a street named after him, a high school star, NBA star, and that's a big move today.
Very nice. I need chicken. What are my options, Rube?
Well, I'm going to be with Rashid from 12 to 2. So after that, come holler at me at Chef Big Rube's Kitchen at Pitcher's Pub, 4326 Main Street, or follow me at Chef Big Rube on Instagram.
Holler.
Holler.
It's my brother, Big Rube.
Mm-hmm.
Does not know. This is how we have reached, Al. We've reached a point now where Rhea is trendier than Big Rube.
Yeah.
Because she saw the trend before he did. And I'm going through my stuff. I have a lot of old clothes that are suddenly hot again, especially when I wear them. 215. You with me, Jonesy?
Yeah, 215. It's 110 degrees out.
215-592-9494. Kyle Newbeck tried to get Daryl Morey to talk last night. We'll get his thoughts on what the Sixers did do and what they didn't do when we come back. WIP Sports Time, 857. Hey, BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use toward dining, shows, hotel rooms, whatever you need at over 20 MGM Reward properties located right there on the Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program. It features exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks. All you got to do is wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.